Well, good afternoon.
Sanibona nonke ntambama.
Siyazi ukuthi yashisa namhlanje kakhulu ngapha sibonga ikhulumo zethu zona zijuluka kakhulu langaphambili ngenxa yamalamba abheke kubona.
We are aware that it's very hot today, especially for our speakers here. It's even more hotter here because of the lighting that is just focusing on them.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu othanda ukuthi sithola amazwi sicetshiswe futhi kulokho esibhekene nakho kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona.
But we thank God who has made it possible that we be equipped and be made sharp and get the weapons so that we know how to live in this current time.
As was said from the beginning, we need to work together, to stand together. A few years ago, 80% of South Africa claimed to be Christians.
Njengoba ke kwashiwo ngasekuqaleni ukuthi sidinga ukuthi sime ndawonye, sibambisane, sisebenzisane, ngoba kule minyaka embalwa nje edlule abantu abayi amashumi ashagalombili ekhulwini base South Africa bebebizwa ngamaKristu.
So I believe this conference is also there that we need to proclaim a message that is clear, a message that can be used by God to quicken all the hearts of His children to stand for the cause, to stand in the gap for God's purpose that we are here in South Africa for.
Ngiyathemba futhi lezi inkonzo zikhonela lokho ukuze zisihlomise, zisikhuthaze, zisicije ukuba sikwazi ukufeza lokho uNkulunkulu asibizele khona, singene esikhaleni senze lo msebenzi uNkulunkulu asibekele wona eNingizimu Afrika.
Why should the enemy triumph?
Kungani isitha kumele sinqobe na?
If we claim to serve the one who is almighty and who has been given all power.
Uma thina sithi sikhonza lo ongumnini mandla onke, wonke amandla enikeziwe yena.
We would just like to make an announcement or two. Pastor Sibanyoni from Mpumalanga requests that the group that has come from Gwamhlanga would just please gather after this session. They need to arrange for tomorrow. And he also requests that Mamaga Kulegani would also come to that meeting.
Simemezele siqondene nabakwaMhlanga. Umfundisi Sibanyoni qhamuka kwaMhlanga nalabo ahamba nabo ucela ukuthi bahlangane bese kuloko kuhlangana kuyacela ukuthi uma kakhulekani naye abe khona ukulungiselela ukuthize ukuthintana nekusasa bese ke esinye isimemezelo kucelwa abaseqwaqwa babonane no Reverend A Nzima emva kwenkonzo. Abaseqwaqwa babonane no Reverend A Nzima.
And then we also have some from the Bread of Life Ministries that have got some free literature which they want to pass on to us. So we thought maybe as we leave, there will be a group at this door and at that door that will be handing out the booklets, and anyone who would maybe like assistance from the Bread of Life Ministries, they have a table at the back where they can contact them if they want to liaise with them.
Bese ke khona ke okunye I Bread of Life Ministries bakhona khona bakuphethe ukubhaliwa bathanda ukusinikeza khona kuzoba khona ngapha eminyango nangapha bese uma kukhona okunye odinga ukukhuluma nabo uxhumane nabo banetafula lapha emuva.
So we will be hearing our speaker, Pastor Mfusi, today, this afternoon.
Kushutike tamba manje isikhulumi sethu umfundisi Mfusi.
And before that, we will be having a devotion by our brother, Pastor Hans Kolle from Romania.
Kodwa ke ngaphambi kwalokho uzoba nje khona sizothola umthandazo omfishane kumzalwane ubaba Hans Kolle oqhamuka eRomania.
So we'll ask him to come forward now, and thereafter we will ask a choir, Ubuhle Bemvuselelo, to please come and sing to us.
Sizomcela ukuthi eze ngaphambili emva kwalokho sicela ikhwaya ubuhle bemvuselelo ubaba siculele.
Allow me to greet firstly Baba Mfundisi.
Cela ningivumeleke ngiqale ngokubingelela ubaba Mfundisi.
Lieber und Klerlo, ich möchte dich im Namen Jesu herzlichst grüßen.
Dear Reverend Segen, I want to greet you heartily in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Baba Mfundisi usitekene ngithanda ukubingelela kusuka enhlizweni egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Ich danke dem Herrn für dich, hat dich gebraucht, mich vom Tode zu erretten.
I really thank the Lord because you were the instrument in saving me from death.
Ngiyayibonga ngempela inkosi ngoba yakusebenzisa ukusindisa mina ekufeni.
Now I greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sawubona bazalwane.
Manje ke ngiyanibingelela ke nonke egameni eligugu lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Kunjani? Are you tired?
Nikhathele.
Wir haben heute Morgen gehört, dass Gottes Wort voller Kraft ist.
This morning we heard that God's word is full of power.
Sizwile namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu ligcwele amandla.
Glaubst du das?
Do you believe that?
Siyakholwa lokho na?
Wer glaubt das?
Who believes that?
Ubani okholwayo lokho na?
Dann musst du auch glauben, dass Gottes Wort stärker ist wie deine Müdigkeit jetzt.
Then you need to believe also that God's word is more powerful than your tiredness.
Ngakho ke kudinga ukukholwa futhi nokuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu linamandla ngaphezu kokukhathala kwakho.
So es ist nicht einfach. Es ist 3 Uhr Nachmittag.
So it's not easy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Akulula nokho sekuyihora lesithathu ntambama.
Und du musst 3 Sprachen hören.
And you need to listen to 3 languages.
Futhi kudinga ulalele iilimi ezintathu kanye kanye.
Nun heute ganz kurz, weil wir ja Verkündiger des Evangeliums sind, eine kurze Exegese.
Now, because we are proclaimers of the gospel, today there's a small exegesis.
Exegesis. The pastors know that.
Manje ngenxa ukuthi ke singabafundisi abahambisi bevangeli, ukhona iganya lethize namhlanje engizokhuluma ngalo.
Exegese bedeutet, wir nehmen ein Wort und dann lesen wir es in der Ursprache.
Exegesis, its meaning is we take a word and then we look at the original meaning of it.
Leli gama lithi exegesis lichaza ukuthi uthatha igama bese ubuka injula nomsuka nencazelo yalo.
Nun heute lesen wir das Wort Numeri 14 Vers 7.
So,
Kannst du übersetzen direkt.
We take a word out of Exodus 14 verse Numbers 14 verse 7.
Sizothatha izwi likaNkulunkulu encwadini kaNumeri sahluko seshumnane iverse lesikhombisa.
Please of English.
Of English. Okay, the land which you have passed through to spy out is a land which is very, very good.
Izwe endlule kulo kubani lihlole liyizwe elihle kakhulu.
Das Land, worum es geht, das verheißene Land, ist sehr, sehr gut.
That land that was the promised land is a very, very good land.
Lelo lizwe kwakuyizwe lesithembiso, izwe elihle, elihle kakhulu.
Kurz über den Kontext.
We just look at the context.
I guess bege kuthi ke kumunye umumethwe ni kulenda.
Mose sandte 12 Kundschafter aus, um das verheißene Land zu sehen.
Moses sent 12 spies to spy out that land.
Umose uthumele inhloli ezishumi nambili ukuba ziyohlola lelo lizwe.
Achtung, Gott hat das Land ausgewählt für sein Volk.
Now, take good note, God had actually chosen this land for his nation.
Manje ke kubambe uNkulunkulu belikhethile lelizwe.
Prediger, das verheißene Land ist das Himmelreich.
Preachers, the promised land is the kingdom of heaven.
Bafundisi, izwe lesithembiso umbuso wezulu.
Gott hat es den Kundschafter gezeigt, Gott hat es dir gezeigt.
God showed it to the spies, he revealed it to you.
Unkulunkulu walikhombisa inhloli ulambulile nakuwe.
Und die Kundschafter kamen zurück mit den herrlichsten Früchten und der schlechtesten Predigt.
And they returned with the most wonderful fruit, but also with the worst message.
Inhloli zabuya nezithelo eziphambili, kodwa futhi zaphatha nombiko omubi kabi.
Gott hatte sie auserwählt, dass sie dem Volke Gottes das Land lieb machen.
God had chosen them that they would be able to entice the children of God about this promised land.
UNkulunkulu beyikhethile lezi inhloli ukuthi zizokwazi ukuhleha zikhangise lelizwe lesithembiso kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Aus ihrem Munde hätte die feurigste Predigt kommen müssen.
The most fiery message should have proceeded out of their mouths.
Emlonyeni yabo bekumele kuphume umbiko ovuthe umlilo.
Aber oh weh, die kamen zurück und Englisch heißt, sie brachten an evil report about this land. An evil report. Eine schlechte Predigt.
Oh, but what a pity. They came back with an evil report. A message of doom.
Kodwa kwaze kwaba yishwa. Babuya lezinhloli ziphethe umbiko omumbi, umbiko wokulahlwa.
Oh, liebe Geschwister, weh uns, wenn wir unserer Gemeinde solch eine Predigt bringen wie diese 10 Kundschafter.
Woe to us preachers, if we bring our congregations such a message as these spies brought back.
Maye kithi bashumayele uma sibuyisa umbiko njalo siwulethe emabandleni ethu njengalezi inhloli.
Als diese 10 Kundschafter begannen zu reden, schlief die Gemeinde ein.
When these spies started to speak, then the congregation started falling asleep.
Lezi inhloli ngesikhathi iqala zikhuluma, ibandla laqala lehlela ubuthongo.
Noch schlimmer, in ihrem Herzen kam der Wunsch auf, zurück nach Ägypten, zurück in die Welt.
Far worse, in their hearts the desire arose, back to the world, back to Egypt.
kwaba kubi ngalendlela ukuthi enhlizweni zabo kwaze kwaqhubuka isifiso nokulangazelela ukubunge kubuyele ezweni kubuyele eGibhithe.
Da war aber ein Josua und ein Caleb.
But among them was a Joshua and a Caleb.
Kodwa phakathi kwenhloli bekukhona uJoshua noCaleb.
They had an anderen Geist.
They had a different spirit.
Babe nomoya owehlukile.
Die hatten dieses Feuer, das jeder Prediger Gottes haben muss. Das Feuer des Heiligen Geistes.
They had the fire within themselves that every preacher of the gospel should have. The fire of the Holy Spirit.
Babe nomlilo kubona ilona loyo mshumayeli wevangeli bekumele abe nawo. Babe nomlilo kaNkuluNkulu.
Die beiden haben gesagt, Menschen! Das Land, das Gott uns geben will, das Himmelreich, das ist unaussprechlich gut, sehr gut.
And they answered and said, people, the land that we have spied out is an exceedingly good land. Very, very good.
Lezinhlole imbili uJoshua noCaleb bathi bona lelizwe kade siyolhlola izwe elihle elihle kakhulu.
Schauen wir uns den Text an im Hebräischen. Er ist da angeschrieben.
Here we can look at the text in Hebrew. It's written up there on the screen.
Singawubheka lo mbhalo ngesiHebheru ubhaliwe lapha ngenzansi screen.
Ha'eretz means the land.
Uha'eretz uchaza izwe.
Tob means good, good, good.
Utob uchaza okuhle izwe lihle.
And then m'od. M'od means exceeding, wonderful, very.
Bese m'od usho into enhle kakhulu emangalisayo kakhulu ebabazekayo.
Aber in der hebräischen Sprache steht das Wort meod zweimal.
But in the Hebrew language, this meod is repeated twice.
Kodwa ngegama noma ngolimi lesiHebheru leli yagama elithi meod liphindwe kabili.
The French people have a very nice word for exceeding, extraordinaire. You can translate
it. We have it in English as well. Extraordinary.
Okay.
Ama French inamangisi banegama elimnandi kabi elisho into enhle kakhulu kuthiwa into enhle ngendlela edlulele kunokujwayelekile.
Maud ist ein superlative.
Maud is in the superlative form.
Leli gama elithi meod lichaza ukuthi into enhle edlulele ngokungaphezulu kokungachazeka.
Prediger, du musst das wissen.
And preacher, you need to know this.
Wena mfundisi udinga ukwazi lokhu.
Es ist die höchste Stufe, das heißt superlativ.
This is the highest level, superlative.
Lo leli iqophelo eliphezulu eliphakeme ongakwazi ukulichaza nje.
Das Allerhöchste,
the exceedingly high,
liphakeme kakhulu kunakho konke.
Es gibt nichts Vergleichbareres.
Nothing is compared to it.
Akukho okungalinganiswa kuqhathaniswe nayo.
Das Allerhöchste,
the most high,
kuphakeme kakhulu.
Das Allerbeste,
the best,
uphambili kakhulu.
Das Allerschönste,
the most beauteous,
kuhle futhi kakhulu.
Menschen, man findet keine Sprache, kein Wort in keiner Sprache, um das zu übersetzen, wie das Himmelreich ist.
People, we don't have a word to explain, to attain to that high level of the kingdom of heaven.
Asinawo amazwi ngokobuntu okuchaza azochaza ngendlela ezofinyelela kuloba buhle bezulu.
Die hebräische Sprache ist eine einfache Sprache, eine Sprache von Nomaden.
The Hebrew language is actually not so complicated, it's a nomadic language.
Ulim lesheperu aglonu limu olukuni ulim labantu tua manomat abahamba.
So wenn der Hebräer etwas besonders unterstreichen will, dann sagt er das Wort, das gleiche Wort zweimal.
So if he really wants to emphasize a certain word, he will repeat the same word twice.
Ngakho mawufuna ukuthi ugcizelele into ethize, uyaliphinda lelo gama kabili.
Und das war der Report von Joshua und Caleb.
And that was the report of Joshua and Caleb.
Wabai lowo umbiko wabuyiswa uJoshua noCaleb.
Menschen, sagten sie, Menschen, das verheißene Land ist ein Superlativ im Quadrat, doppelter Superlativ.
And they addressed and said, people, O nation, this land is superlative. It is in the quadratic form.
Basebekhuluma bathi sizwe sakithi leli yalizwe silibonile lihle alichazeki ngendlela elihle ngayo.
Als Gott die Welt geschaffen hat in Genesis Kapitel 1,
when God created the world in Genesis 1,
esikhathi uNkulunkulu edala umhlaba Genesis 1,
nach jedem Tag sah Gott an, was getan hat.
After every day God saw what he had created.
Emva kosuku nosuku uNkulunkulu wabona abekudalileyo.
Und dann steht im Hebräischen, es war tob, gut.
And then as we find it in Hebrew, it was tob, good.
Njengoba sikuthola ngegama lesiHebheru kuthiwa tob, kusho ukuthi kwakukuhle.
Als Gott die Schöpfung fertig hatte,
and when God had completed the creation,
lapho uNkulunkulu eseqedile yonke indalo,
in Genesis 1:31,
in Genesis 1:31,
uGenesis sahloko sokuqala ivesi lamashumi amathathu nomuva,
da sah Gott an alles, was getan hatte, alles.
And God looked at all that he had done.
Manje uNkulunkulu wayesebuka konke asekwenzile.
Und dort heißt es Hebräisch, es war tob meod. Nur einmal meod.
And then in Hebrew we read it was tob meod. Only meod once.
Manje ngesiHebheru ke kubhalwa kuthiwe igama elisetshenziswa kuthiwa kwakutob meod. Kusho ukuthi lo meod usetshenziswa kanye.
Ist die Schöpfung nicht herrlich?
Isn't creation wonderful?
Indalo ayinhle na imangalis.
Schaut euch herum, wie herrlich und schön Gottes Schöpfung ist.
Just look at around you, how wonderful, how inexplicable God's creation is.
Awubheke nje izinto ezikuzungezile ukuthi kuhle kangakanani, akuchazeki indlela uNkulunkulu adale ngayo.
Und sie ist nur tob meod.
And this creation is only tob meod.
Kodwa leyo ndalo iyinhle njalo ichazwa nje ngokuthi tob meod.
Aber das Himmelreich, Menschen, das Himmelreich, über das wir ja predigen sollen, das ist tob meod meod, unvergleichlich schöner als diese Schöpfung.
But the kingdom of heaven, of which we are to preach about, is tob meod meod.
Kodwa umbuso wezulu lo esishumayela ngawo uthiwa top muod muod.
Nun frage ich mich und frage dich, Prediger und Diener des Herrn.
Now I ask myself and you, preacher and servant of the Lord.
Manje ngiyazibuza mina nawe mshumayeli sinceku kaNkulunkulu.
Wenn wir über das Himmelreich predigen,
when we preach about the kingdom of heaven,
umashumayela ngombuso wezulu,
im Verglichen über irgendetwas, was wir reden,
compared to anything else that we might speak about,
mawuqhathanisa nanoma ngabe yinenye esingakhuluma ngayo,
kann man das nicht vergleichen.
This is incomparable.
Wona awuqhathaniseki nalutho.
Darum muss unsere Predigt die Gemeinde erwecken.
And that's why our preaching should awaken the church.
Ingakho ukushumayela kwethu kumele kuvuselele kuvuse ibandla.
And alles was diese Welt offeriert,
and all that this world offers,
nakho konke izwe elisinikeza khona,
ob Geld,
whether it be money,
ngabe imali,
ob Ehre,
whether honor,
ngabe ukuhlonipheka,
ob irgendetwas,
whatever it might be,
noma ngabe yini ke enye,
das ist nichts gegenüber dem Himmelreich, wovon ich und du predigen.
That is nothing compared to the kingdom of heaven about which you and I are preaching.
Loko kungelinganiswa enhlobo nombuso wezulu mina nawe sishumayela ngawo.
Oh, möge Gott schenken.
May God grant.
Unkulunkulu engathi angasiza.
Das meine Predigt,
that my message,
asipho kuba owami umbiko,
das deine Predigt,
your message,
owakho umbiko,
wenn Gott es ansieht,
if God looks at it,
uthi uma uNkulunkulu ubuka,
dass sagen kann, tob meod meod, exceeding wonderful, very very good.
If God should look at it and evaluate it and then utter that pronunciation, m'od, m'od, exceedingly good.
Unkulunkulu maye uhlola ewubuka aphimisele lawo mazwi athi top m'od m'od, kusho ukuthi kuhle kakhulu ngokwedlulele.
Gott segne euch, Geschwister.
May God bless you, dear brethren.
Kulunkulu anibusise bazalwane abathandekayo.
Herr Jesus, wir haben schon so vieles gehört, so wunderbares gehört in diesen Tagen.
Lord, we have heard so much, such wonderful things in these days.
Nkosi, sizwile okuningi, izimangaliso eziningi kulezi insuku.
Bewahre uns davor, dass wir nicht sind wie eine Ente.
Please protect us that we are not like a mere duck.
Sisize Nkosi usivikele singafani nedada nje.
Die in das beste Wasser taucht,
that dives into the best water,
elitshuzela emanzini amahle,
kommt drüben raus
and exits on the other side,
liphumele ngaphesheya,
schüttelt sich ein bisschen,
just shakes itself,
lithukuzithintitha nje,
sie geht trocken weiter
and continues being dry,
liqhubeke lihambe lomile kweqe,
vergessen
having
das gute Wasser,
having forgotten that good water.
Selikhohliwe lawo manzi amahle.
Wir danken dir
and we thank you.
Siyakubonga. Bitte segne nun unseren Bruder, der zu uns redet.
And we pray that you would bless our brother that will be addressing us.
Sikhuleka Nkosi ukuba umbusise umzalwane wethu ozokhuluma nathi.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we ask the choir, ubuhle bemvuselelo, to please come forward, and thereafter we can introduce our next speaker.
Sicela ikhwaya ubuhle bemvuselelo ukuba ize ngaphambili, emva kwaloko ke sesizokwethula isikhulumi sethu.
See?
Ngithanda ukunethulela ke umfundisi uSJ Mfusi. Umfundisi uMfusi uhlala eMtshezi nomkakhe nendodana yakhe nomzukulu wakhe nomamkhulu osekhulile. Wakhulela ebandleni laseZion kanti futhi useyisizukulwane sesithathu ekuleli bandla. Emveni kokwemukela umusa wosindiso akaphumanga kodwa waqhubeka nokuba ingxenye yebandla laseZion. Unentshisekelo nesasasa lokuqeqesha abaholi bamabandla aseZion ngokungabandlululi ngokwehlukana kwawo. Ungumfundisi webandla laseZion, iReformed Zionist Church in Christ, khona lapha KwaZulu Natal eMtshezi. Ubuye futhi abe nguthisha weZEPS, Zion Evangelical Bible School, esikoleni esiseMtshezi nesisemgungundlovu.
Well, our beloved pastor comes close from our high mountains, the Drakensberg.
Fundisi wethu othandekayo usuka nje eduze kwentaba zokhahlamba.
And he's already the third generation ministering there. He is from the Reformed Zionist Church in Christ, based an escort and Bible teacher at the Zion Evangelical Bible Schools in Escort and Pietermaritzburg. Pastor Mfusi has further pastoral roles as he is a Bible teacher at the two schools, Escort and Pietermaritzburg, the Zion Evangelical Bible School. So it is our pleasure and our privilege that he can be with us, and we would ask him to come forward to deliver his message.
Kwintokozo kithi nenhlanhla ukuthi abe phakathi wethu, sizomcela ukuthi eze esithulele umbiko.
Nami ke ngicela ukuthatha le lithuba lokuthi nginibingelele nonke egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
I'd also like to use the opportunity to thank you that I can address you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kuyintokozo yami namhlanje ukuthi nami ngibe khona kulomcimbi omkhulu kangaka.
What a privilege for me to be at this wonderful conference.
Ngedlulisa ukubonga nokuzithoba kubaphathi bakwasiza abantu mission abahleli bomcembi kanye nezikhulumi ezinye esezidlulile phambi kwami.
And I'd like to thank the mission management for arranging this and also to the other speakers who have spoken before me.
Ngigcine ngokubingelela ke wonke umlobokazi wewundlu okhona phakathi kwethu kulesi.
And I want to greet the bride of Christ in our midst.
Ngokwesiko lakithi kwaZulu kuye kuthi uma abanomzane bonke sebedlile baqeda basutha bese ke sekudedelwa ingane ukuthi zizoshanyela.
Usually, according to our custom, if the men and have had their meal and they're satisfied, and then the children are just busy doing their things.
Gutige mase beqedileke abantu abadala bese ke iingane zizake sizizoqedela icethe esalile.
The children come afterwards. You know, when the elder people have had their meal and they're satisfied, the children will come and they'll finish off the rest that's there and come and enjoy the leftovers. And I feel like that as I'm standing here.
Ingqwele njengomfana umese ethatha izicethe eqedela zona.
The speakers before me have spoken eloquently. They've really touched on the topic and they've expounded on it. And now I'm just coming and just, so to say, just finishing off the leftovers. I feel like a young boy that's doing that.
Kuningi-ke sesikufundisiwe maqondana nesihloko esiqashunwe evangelini ngokaJohane isahluko 20 verse 21.
We have heard much of the theme from John chapter 20 verse 21.
Lawa amazwi okuqala ngqa inkosi uJesu ewakhulumayo emveni kokuba evukile kwabafileyo.
Those were the very first words the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples after he had risen from the dead.
Lamazwi wakhulumi ezixukwini ezasijwayele kumlandela njalo meshumayela.
And these words he didn't say to the crowds who usually followed him.
Lamazwi futhi akawakhulumanga eqhuba umsebenzi wakhe ayejwayele ukwenza ukuphuma engene eshumayela.
And he didn't speak those words on his usual preaching trips where he would go out and preach.
Kodwa amazwi lawa awakhuluma okokuqala ngqa ehlangana nabafundi bakhe emveni kokuba evukile kwabafileyo.
And these were the very first words that he spoke to his disciples after he had risen from the dead and he saw them again.
Wabakhombisa amanxeba ayesezandleni zakhe, wabakhombisa inxeba elasohlangothini.
He showed them the prints of the nails on his hands and also the wound in his side.
These kwenzile lokho.
After he had done that,
wakhuluma lamazwi akuJohane 20 verse 21.
He then spoke these words that we hear in John 20 verse 21.
Wathi njengokuba ubaba engithumile mina.
He said, as the Father has sent me,
nami futhi ngiyanithuma.
Even so, I am sending you.
Kusihlwa ngomsombuluko ubaba uStekeni wasifundisa kuMateyu 28 verse 20.
In the evening of Monday, Reverend Stegen taught us from Matthew chapter 28.
Ukuthi uJesu ngaphambi ukuthi enyukele ezulwini wabanikeza umyalezo abafundi bakhe bokuthi bahambe baye ezizweni zonke bese beyafundisa ukugcina imithetho yonke uJesu Kristu abafundise yona.
That Jesus sent his disciples to go out into the world and to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that which he had commanded them.
Waligcizelela leli gama lokuthi wayebafundisa ukuthi bakugcine lokho uJesu Kristu abafundise kona.
And he emphasized that they had to teach them to keep that which he had commanded them.
Bashumayele ivangeli ukuthi labo abaphendukayo ezonweni zabo bababhabhadise. Kodwa okulandela lapho ukuthi bafundiswe ukugcina konke uJesu Kristu abafundise kona.
Yes, they had to make disciples, and then after they had repented from their sin, baptize them. But the most important part was after that, that they had to teach them to keep what he had commanded them.
Wazothi baba uKenon Mbatha izolo wasitshela ukuthi ibandla njengoba uJesu ethi uyalithuma nje kunomlayezo ospecific okufuneka bahambe beushumayela.
And then Kenan Mbata yesterday continued on that theme and saying that the church is a sent church, and he went into more specifically what the church is sent for.
What umlayezo abathunyezwe wona umlayezo wezindaba ezinhle.
That they have been given this message of the good news.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu owayekade oniwe ethukuthele ngenxa yezono zabantu, kodwa uNkulunkulu selidalile icebo lokuthi baphinde bakhumelane umlotha nomuntu.
That God, who was wrathful concerning the sin of man, that God had made a way for them to be reconciled unto him. And then Reverend Mbatha said, there are those who've been chosen to go and to take this message of salvation out to mankind.
It's
not a message of politics, a political message, or it's not about business, about making money. It's not about anything else, but that there is the bride of Christ that must be saved and must be purified.
And
then we also heard from Reverend Zima about that message with which we've been sent to take out to people. Now, my task is this, that we look at this message and we see what is the crux of this message that we have been given that we have to spread and pass on to the people. There are so many messages and voices that we hear. Maybe even this morning you received a particular message. Now, this wonderful message of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, what makes it unique and to be different to all the other messages which resound in our ears?
What
is it and why is it that the church should ignore all the other messages and focus on this message, this wonderful message that God has made a way for man to be reconciled to him through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Ukuphendula lo mbuzo ngicela sivulene amaBhayibheli wethu encwadini yomphostoli uPawuli kwabaseKorinte bokuqala.
Now to answer that question, I'd like us to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians and the first chapter.
Ngizofunda kusukela kuverse 18 kuze kuyogcina kuverse 31.
And I'll read from verse 18 to 21. 31, sorry.
Ngokuba izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubula.
For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing.
Kepha kuthina esisindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Ngokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi,
for it is written,
ngiyakuchitha ukuhlakanipha kwabahlakaniphileyo.
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
Nokuqonda kwabaqondileyo ngikwenze ize.
And the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
Siphi isazi na, uphi umbhali na, uphi umphikisi walesi sikhathi na?
Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age?
UNkulunkulu kakwenzanga kube yize ukuhlanipha kwalelizwe na?
Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world?
Njengokuba njengalokhu ekuhlakanipheni kaNkulunkulu izwe alimazanga ngokuhlakanipha kwalo.
For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom.
Kwaba kuhle uNkulunkulu ukusindisa abakholwayo ngobula bentshumayelo.
It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
Ngokuba abaJuda babiza izibonakaliso namaGriki afuna ukuhlakanipha.
For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, we preach Christ.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu nokuhlakanipha kaNkulunkulu.
The power of God and the wisdom of God.
Ngokuba ubula bukaNkulunkulu buhlakaniphile kunabantu.
For the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
Nobuthakathaka bukaNkulunkulu bunamandla kunabantu.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Ngokubabhekani ukubizwa kwenu bazalwane.
For consider your calling, brothers.
Kababaningi abahlakaniphileyo ngokwenyama.
Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards.
Kababaningi abanamandla, kababaningi abayizikhulu.
Not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth.
Kodwa izinto ezobula zezwe uNkulunkulu zikhethile ukuba ajabhise abahlakaniphileyo.
But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise.
Nezinto ezibuthakathaka zezwe uNkulunkulu ukhethile ukuba ajabhise izinto ezinamandla.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
Nezinto eziphansi zezwe nezinto ezidaliweyo uNkulunkulu.
God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not.
Wazikhetha nezinto ezingekho ukuba achithe ezikhona.
To bring to nothing things that are.
Kuze kungabikho nyama ezibongayo phambi kaNkulunkulu.
So that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
Kepha ngaye niku Jesu Kristu owenzelwe thina ukuhlakanipha okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God.
Nokulunga kanye nokungcweliswa nokuhlengwa.
Righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Ukuze kuthi njengokulotshiweyo.
So that as it is written,
ozibongayo,
that the one who boasts,
akazibonge enkosini,
boast in the Lord.
Yizwi lenkosi leli bazalwane.
Brethren, this is God's word.
Sibuza ke umbuzo ukuthi lo mlayezo wendaba ezinhle uJesu athume ibandla yini ekulomlayezo ewumongo nomsoco.
So the question is, what is the crux of the message with which Christ has sent us into the world?
Yini okungafanele siyishiye uma ngabe sishumayela lo mlayezo wendaba ezinhle?
When we preach this message, what dare we not exclude?
UPauli uthi kuverse 18 kufuneka singalishiyi izwi lesiphambano.
And in chapter 1 verse 18 here in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that we dare not leave out the cross.
Fanele sibize abantu baphenduke ezonweni zabo.
We need to call people to repentance from their sin.
Kufuneka sibatshele abantu ukuthi yinye indlela yokuthi umuntu zihlanzwe izono zakhe.
We need to proclaim to people there's only one way in which they can be cleansed from their sin.
Lithiculo yini engahlanza umzimba wami na?
The Bible says, what can cleanse my there's a song that says, what can cleanse my body?
Igazi lika Jesu lodwa.
And then the answer comes, it is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Uthi kuPauli uma abantu bezothola umlayezo wendaba ezinhle uJesu awuthumele ibandla kufuna sizimemezele lezo ndaba kodwa singasali siphambane.
And then Paul says, when we proclaim and we shout out the message of salvation, we dare not leave out the cross.
Funa ngesikhathi sonke uma sishumayela ivangeli siqinise ngesiphambano ukuthi indlela uNkulunkulu okwenza ukuthi izono zomuntu zithi kade zibomvu njengegazi zibe mhlophe nge njengeqwa kungenxa yesiphambano.
We need to uplift the priority of the cross in our message, that is the reason why we can be saved, why we can be cleansed of our sin. Because of the cross.
Yazi mawuhamba ezweni lakithi uhlangana nesiphambano. Siphambano siyinsada. It's everywhere.
When you go in our country, move about in our country, you meet up with a cross everywhere.
Ezindlini zamasonto uyasibona isiphambano.
There on church buildings, you see the symbol of the cross.
Emapulpiti nakulele ngumelona uyasibona isiphambano.
At the pulpits, even this very one, there's a symbol of the cross.
Abanye bafaka imgexo ama crucifix isiphambano ezinophawu lesiphambano.
And others wear a crucifix with a symbol of the cross.
nasezincwadini zenkolo yobuKristu iBhayibheli namaculo izitifiketi zokubhajadiswa izitifiketi ezikhishwa amaBible College sikhona isiphambano.
And on different books that are published and different publications and documents, church certificates of baptism, it's in confirmation, etc. On all those, you find the cross.
Nengubo zemabandla ingubo ezigqokwayo zabafundisi zinesiphambano.
And then you also have the clerical garments of ministers and so on that also have the symbol of the cross.
Ebandleni lethu laseZiyoni maningi amabandla aseZiyoni aphatha isiphambano.
And then
isikhali.
In the Zionist church, there are many that have the cross and they carry and walk around with the cross.
Abanye uyabathola ukuthi isiphambano basidwebile emzimbeni wabo njenge tattoo.
Some even make a tattoo on their body in the shape of a cross.
Abanye manje uma singcobane sekuthi uma ngabe bekhiphe ibhokisi makushoniwe bakhiphe nohlelo kodwa sali manje futhi nesiphambano.
And also at funerals with a coffin, sometimes the symbol of the cross is made.
Nabela bendawubuki zangoma ziyalisebenzisa uPaul isiphambano.
And even sangomas use the cross.
Uma sifikile phakathi kwekhaya sizokwelapha.
They say, no, we've come to the home, we've come to heal.
Kunezinto isangoma esizenzayo kodwa esifunde lezo zinto zibe yimfihlo.
And there are certain things which these sangomas do and they are hidden, they are occult.
Njengokugcaba nje la izangoma mazigcaba zigcaba ingcabe encane zigcabe endaweni la ingcabo zingafihleka khona kalula.
And then they will even cut the body of the person and they'll rub in some muti, some medicine, and they'll do it in places and areas where you can hide it on your body.
Kanjalo nekhonkwane masizobethela isangoma sigciba lapha emakhoneni umuzi la singeze ubona khona umuntu.
And then they'll also put some fetishes up in different parts of the house, in certain corners where they are hidden, supposedly to protect that house.
Kodwa isangoma esingafuni kufihleke mase sihambile phakathi kwabomuzi ekade sizokwelapha khona.
But one thing which the sangoma will not hide when they leave from that house where they've come to do their healing.
Sithatha insizi emnyama sihambe sigcoba ezivalweni zendlu insizi isiphambano lapho esizobona khona yona wonke umuntu.
That sangoma will take some writing instrument, a pencil or something else that will make black marks, and they, all over, they'll draw the cross on that house.
Kodwa okudumazayo ukuthi nakuba isiphambano siyinsada ngaleyo ndlela. Okudumazayo ukuthi uma uze epulpiti isonto ngesonto umlayezo wesiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu awuzwakali.
But it is so sad that although the cross is so rife and the symbol of the cross is to be seen everywhere, but on Sundays when the message is preached from the pulpit, the cross is sadly missing.
Esikhundleni sokuthi uzwe isizwe lesiphambano shunyayelwa, indaba ezinhle zevangeli lesiphambano sesishintshaniswe nevangeli lokuceba.
Now, instead of the cross being proclaimed and the cross being foremost in the message, it is the message of health and wealth that is proclaimed.
Esikhundleni sokuthi izwi lesiphambano sishunyayelwe iviki neviki, izwi lokuzidela esikhundleni saloko, izwi elizwakalayo, izwi lokuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi uphile kamnandi.
Instead of the message of the cross being heard every Sunday from our pulpits, and that message of self-denial and carrying the cross, we hear that God wants you to live such a wonderful life.
Ukuzwayo iviki neviki neviki, it's your best life now instead of the message of the cross.
Isonto nesonto kuzoshunyayelwa ukuthi hayi phila kamnandi, thokozela impilo njengamanje kulolu suku kunokuba kuzwakala umbiko wesiphambano
kule sikubonayo kule ncwadi kaPaul wabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko 1 verse 18 uthi into okufanele libe umongo into okufanele libe ungqaphambili emlayezweni weindaba ezinhle kufanele kube yizwi lesiphambano.
But what we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 from the apostle Paul is that the cross should be first and foremost in our message that we preach. It should be our priority.
Ingakho umphostoli uPaul uqobo lwakhe kwabaseKorinte bokuqala ivesi isahluko sesibili ivesi lesibili uthi ngokuba nganquma ukuthi angiyikwazi okunye phakathi kwenu kuphela uJesu Kristu lowo owabethelwa esiphambanweni.
And that is why the apostle Paul himself says in the same book letter in chapter 2, he says, when I came to you, brothers, I decided to know nothing else amongst you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
UPaul futhi umekhuluma nebandla laseGalatia. Uyalitshela ibandla laseGalatia uthi kwabaseGalatia 6 verse 14, uthi kepha kimi makungabikho nakanye ukuzibonga kuphela ngesiphambano senkosi yethu uJesu Kristu okubethwele ngaye izwe kimi nami kulo izwe.
And to the Galatians he wrote in chapter 6 verse 14, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
Ziningi bazalwane incwadi esingazifunda ngababhali beTestament elisha beqinisa ukuthi into ewungqaphambili kubona isiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu.
And so we can read many more passages and excerpts from the New Testament where those gospel writers and the writers of those letters show to us that the cross was the priority to them.
Kanjalo nencwadi masubheka emlandweni webandla sinencwadi esizifundayo ezikhuluma ngaso futhi isiphambano senkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
And then also in our Christian heritage there are books that have been written about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kunezintshumayelo ngezintshumayelo izinkulungwane ngezinkulungwane zezintshumayelo ezashunyayelwa abashumayeli bezwi lenkosi uJesu Kristu ezikhuluma ngaso futhi isiphambano senkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
And then sermons and messages that have survived the test of times, thousands of them that are about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Maningi namaculo ahlatshelwayo amaculo akhulumayo ngesiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu.
And there are many hymns that are concerning the cross and that focus on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Elinye lela umaculo nanti livela laphana elithi entabeni kude kuma isiphambano esinobuhlungu nehlazo.
The one that says on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Ngisithanda sona ngoba uJesu wami wabethelwa kuso ngenxa yami.
And I love that old cross that because a dear Lord of mine was crucified on that cross.
Uma sifunda izincwadi, uma sihlabela ingoma, uma sifunda izwi lenkosi, waye umlayezo wesiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu ngezwakala emapulpit.
So if that message is so prominent in all other areas, why then is it sorely lacking from the pulpit?
UPaul uyasitshela laphana kwabaseKorinte bokuqala incwadi lengiyifundile kuverse 18 uthi ngokuba izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubula.
Now there where we read from in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, Paul says the word of the cross is folly, it's foolishness to those who are perishing.
Izwi lesiphambano likubula liliubula kwababhubhayo.
It is foolishness to those who are perishing. It makes no sense to those who have no fellowship with God. It is folly. It makes no sense to those who have no fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Liwubula kubantu abathanda izono zabo okunothanda kunokuthanda inkosi uJesu Kristu ebafele esiphambanweni.
It is folly to those who love their sin rather than loving our Lord Jesus Christ.
Liwubula kulabo abafile ezonweni zabo abadinga uNkulunkulu umoya engcwele ukuthi avuse imphefumulo yabo ukuthi mabelizwe lelizwi bese beyathinteke ezinhlizweni zabo.
It is folly to those who are dead in their sin, who require the Holy Spirit to come and raise them up from their grave of sin.
Udupauli, ilokho kwenza izwi lesiphambano lingabina umphumela ngoba abalizwayo bengenabo lobu budlelwane nenkosi uJesu Kristu liwubula kibo.
And he says that is what makes this message of the cross to have no effect on those people, because it is folly to them.
Lelizwe lesiphambano kubona libona indoda elengayo esiphambanweni ukulenga kwenkosi uJesu Kristu esiphambanweni enamanxeba kubona uPaul lokunqotshwa.
To them, when they see Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, nailed to that cross, to them it's a symbol and a sign of defeat.
Uma bebuka mina nawe esithembayo enkosini uJesu Kristu eyaphanyekwe esiphambanweni babuka iziwula ngoba lelizwi lesiphambano liyibula kibo.
And when they look at us, we who rely and trust in this Lord who was crucified, they also see folly and foolishness, and it makes no sense to them.
UPaul uthi lokho oqala kwenza izwi lesiphambano lingezwakali kubantu. UPaul yilokho oqala kwenza ukuthi izwi lesiphambano lingemukeleki kubantu ukuthi liwubula kibo.
Paul says that is the first reason why this message of the cross is unacceptable to many, because it is folly, it's foolishness.
Aqhubeke uye futhi uverse 18 athi kepha kuthina esisindiswayo.
But then he continues, but to us who are being saved,
kulaba ababhubhayo lelizwi lesiphambano kithina okuyizwi elisindisayo kubona kuyilizwi lobula.
To us who are being saved, it is the power of God, yet to those who are perishing, it is folly.
Yabona umehluko bazalwane.
Do you see the difference, brethren?
Izwi levangeli, izwi lesiphambano elimsindisayo umuntu inhliziyo yakhe esishintshiwe liveza amandla kaNkuluNkulu, kodwa kobhubhayo izwi elifanayo liba ubuwula lingabinawo umphumela kweyakhe impilo.
To the one who is saved from his sin, the message of the cross is the power of God, because he's been rescued and delivered from his sin. And yet to the other one who's perishing, it's just foolishness.
Lafika lelizwi lesiphambano lishunyelwe kumuntu kubantu ababili, kodwa lelizwi kobhubhayo lingene ngapha liphume ngapha kuthi kwasindiswayo bese liveza amandla nenhlakanipho kaNkulunkulu.
The same message of the cross can be preached to two people. To the one, it goes in the one ear, out the other ear. It's utter nonsense. And to the other one who listens, it is the power of God.
Yini Paul umlayezo eswazi ukuthi uamandla kaNkuluNkulu okusindisa ungezwakala emapulpit.
And what makes it to be the power of God?
Yingani lo mlayezo uPaul athi unamandla okusindisa ungezwakala emapulpit iviki neviki?
Or why is this message, which Paul says is the power of God, why is this message not heard from the pulpit?
Kungani esikhundleni kwasobu kwalomlayezo osindisayo ongamandla kaNkuluNkulu sithembisa abantu ama BMW?
Why instead of proclaiming this message of the power of God are we promising people BMWs?
Kungani lomlayezo onamandla kangaka okusindisa abantu esikhundleni sawo sithembisa abantu ukuthi baphile kahle bese la emhlabeni?
Why instead of this powerful message of the cross, the message of the power of the cross, do we tell people about health, wealth, and prosperity?
Kungani lo mlayezo okuyiwona uNkulunkulu awusebenzisayo ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu? Kuyiwona futhi lo mlayezo singafuni ukuthi uzwakale epulpit isonto nesonto.
This is the very message of God, the power of God that can transform lives, but we do not proclaim it.
Ngabe bazalwane cha sinomunye umlayezo esithunywe wona.
So what message are we proclaiming?
Njengoba ubaba emthumile uJesu Kristu nathi sathunywa sinomunye umlayezo ongcono kunalo umlayezo uJesu asithume wona.
Just as the Father has sent the Lord Jesus, we have been sent. Do we think and believe we have got a better message than the one he was given?
Ukhona yini umlayezo ongcono kunezwi lesiphambano?
Is there any message that supersedes the message of the cross?
Ukhona yini umlayezo ongcono nokuthi kwathi uNkulunkulu eselithandile izwe leizwe kangaka wathumela indodana yakhe ukuba yilona loyo okholwa yiyo angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okuphakade?
Is there any better message than that one that God has sent his only begotten son so that whoever should believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life?
Ukhona yini umlayezo ongcono nokuthi kwathi thina sesayizona singakaphenduki ezonweni zethu kodwa uNkulunkulu ngokusithanda kwakhe wathumela indodana yakhe uJesu Kristu ukuthi azosifela siseyizoni?
Is there any better message than the one that God demonstrates his love to us in this, that whilst we were yet sinners, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sin?
Ukhona yini bazalwana umlayezo ongcono nokuthi zonke izono zethu, izono zokwenza, izono zokungenzi, izono zokucabanga, zonke izono zethu esizenza izolo nanamhlanje nesono sokugcina engiyosenza ngosuku lokufa kwami, zonke lezo zono esiphambanweni zabethelwa kuJesu Kristu?
Is there any better message that our sins, all our sins of commission and omission and sins of thought that we have committed in the past, in the present, in the future, have all been nailed together with Christ on the cross? Why is that message of the cross not heard on from the pulpit? When I read the Bible, it says that when one sinner repents, there is rejoicing in heaven. I never heard or read one verse from the Bible where it says, if a sinner gets a BMW and drives a brand new BMW out from the dealer's garage, that there's rejoicing in heaven. I've never heard or read that if a sinner moves into a new mansion of a house, that there's rejoicing in heaven. I haven't even heard or read that if a person who was ill unto death is healed from that disease, that there is rejoicing in heaven. But what I read in the Bible, that if one sinner repents from his or her sin,
siphenduke ezonweni zaso, siphendukela enkosini uJesu Kristu,
repenting from their sin, turning to the Lord Jesus,
simala uSathane, silandela inkosi uJesu Kristu,
refusing Satan, rejecting Satan, turning away from him and following Jesus,
bese siza nokholo njengolomntwana, sifike sizendlale ezinyaweni zesiphambano,
and with the faith of a child come and put their sin at the foot of the cross. The Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven. Why is that message silent from the cross? From the what other hope do we have that a person can receive forgiveness from God? Is there any other hope that we have that will save that person on his way to perdition, to destruction, to turn him around and lead him to the way everlasting. What other message of hope can we bring to the sinner? A sinner such as I, who believed in worshipping the ancestral spirits, and where that message infiltrates and penetrates that person and changes their whole being and turns them to Christ.
Ukhona umlayezo bazalwane ukuthi umuntu eswele ehlala emkhukhwini ehlupheka kodwa ethi mangine inkosi ngicebile kakhulu manginawe.
What other message of hope can we bring to the one who is in their shack, their run down shack, in poverty, and yet they can say, I'm rich in Christ?
Ukhona bazalwane ukuthi esehleli embhedeni wakhe sesondela izinsuku zakhe athi hawu ngiyibona inkosi.
And where that person can have that hope that when they lie on their deathbed they say I can see my Lord coming to fetch me.
Ukhona inibazalwana onomlayezo ongcono wokuthi njengoStefano kwathi bemkhanda ngamatshe kwavuleka izulu wakhuluma amazwi unnatural ukuthi umuntu akhulume wathi baba bathethelele ngoba wathi baba bathethe bangababaleli bona ke sona.
And what other message can we bring that will bring this about, that Stephen, while he was being stoned and he was dying, that he saw heaven opened and he could cry out and pray and say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
Ukhona yini umlayezo, ikhona yini incwadi enayo bazalwane ekwazi ukuthi athi umuntu mase ayifundile ingene ngaphakathi yena bese ishintshe isimilo sakhe.
What other message can you bring? What other book or letter can you give to a person that when they read it, it enters their life and it transforms them into a new creation?
Awukho bazalwane ngaphandle kwezwi lesiphambano.
Brethren, there is none other but the message of the cross. And that is the message with which you and I have been sent.
And
when Reverend Stephen said on Monday evening, go out into all the world and make disciples of all nations, this is the message that we have been given, that we must take out to them, the message of the cross. And through this message, the congregation and the church will be alive. And each and every believer, it is sufficient for them to live by it. And this message is not for a particular denomination. It's a message for all denominations. And it's not meant to save only certain elite people.
It's
for everyone. Here I am from the Zionist church, but I heard this message of salvation, of the cross. I received it. I repented from my sin and I followed Jesus, and here I stand today.
Bangitshela ngezindle ezinkulu, bangitshela ngokuphila. Bengizoba nazo lezo zinto, ngihambe ngemoto enkulu, ngihlale endlini enkulu, kodwa isiphetho sami kusehlokweni.
If I had been preached the message of health, wealth and prosperity, I may have had some BMWs today. I may have had my mansion of a house, but with all of that, I would be on my way to destruction.
Kodwa ngenxa yezwi lesiphambano, izwi elinamandla, ngasho nami njengoLuther ngithi, I was once was lost, but now I have been found.
And through this word of the cross, nami ngingakusho ukuthi ngake ngaba umuntu odukile kodwa ngatholakala ngasindiswa.
Ngakho mzalwane, mfundisi, khokheli, thisha ka Sunday school, une message wenikezwe yona.
So dear preacher, dear lady who leads the prayer group, you Sunday school teacher, whoever you may be, you have been given and you've been entrusted with a message.
Umyalezo uthi Jesu wayezela abantu kuzobanikeza ama BMW akuwona umlayezo waleli iBhayibheli.
The message that Jesus came to give people their BMWs is not a message from this word.
Umlayezo uthi bakhona abantu ababuye bangene phakathi nomuntu noNkulunkulu kube uyena umxolelanisi phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu. Lelizwi lenkosi liyakuphika lokho lithi munye umlamuli phakathi kwabantu noNkulunkulu umuntu uJesu Kristu.
And the message that says that we need other mediators that will intervene, to whom we should pray. By praying to God, we have to pray to those people. That message is not from the word of God. God's word says we've got one mediator, and that is the man, Jesus Christ. As the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Preach the cross.
Dear brother, Shumayela Ispamban.
Leave the cross.
Peel Ispamban.
And be willing to die for the cross of Jesus Christ.
Lungeluk Feliz Pamban.
Yelin Yilanga.
One day.
Mobangelin Yilanga Bezalwane.
Because brethren, one day.
When on etu baluguma I vig ne vig pamwa bandu.
You have the privilege to stand week by week in front of your congregation. At a wedding. At funerals. You have the opportunity to preach the message of the cross. If you waste your time to preach health, wealth, prosperity, about getting rich, about living long, etc., one day you'll be required to give an account of every opportunity that you have wasted. And will be said, but preacher, every week, every Sunday, and there at funerals and weddings, you are preaching that God wants to give us BMWs. And you said God desires of us that we shouldn't be sick, we should live long. Now we're on our way to hell.
You'll have to give account for each and every one of those souls.
You'll be required to give an account of all those opportunities you had where you replaced the message of the cross with another more convenient and according to you more attractive gospel where you presented other things to the congregation. May God have mercy on you and on me.
Ngilindele lolo suku lapho ngiyoma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu sokwehlulela.
And I await that day when I'll have to appear before the judgment seat of God. I want to stand there and I would like to hear those words which I believe each and everyone longs to hear.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Because
you preach the cross. You preach the cross. At the funerals. At the weddings. Walpila. And you lived it. And you were willing to die for it. Preach the cross. Preach the cross.
May I close with this? Our country has an electricity crisis. And when you go through our country, you see electricity poles and cables.
Nasemakhaya ethu siyahamba siyothenga ugesi lo prepaid uthole uma ubheka iwash lapho ugesi ugcwele.
And you'll even go and you buy your prepaid electricity. You've got that box there where you put in your electricity, a value that you've bought, and then you can see, no, you've got some, it's registering there.
Kodwa njoba sinenkinga yokuthi ingqala sisinda yethu lapho ugesi uphehlwa khona usala negxobo usale nama unit awu 200 usale nentambo kube emnyama ezweni.
But because there's a problem where the electricity is being produced and generated, those places, they have a problem. So you end up having all these poles, all this infrastructure, so many units, and it's useless.
Kuthi zikhona into zokukhanyisa emakhaya nasemgaqweni kodwa kube emnyama ezweni.
And there are lights. You've got lights fixed in your house, and at the roads there's street lamps, but it's dark because there's no power that's been generated.
Kuthi uhamba nasemgaqweni uthole ama robot akhona ama light ama robot kodwa ngoba ugesi awukho uthole ama robot awasebenzi.
And you drive in the city, there are robots, those traffic lights, but they're not working because there's no electricity. And so it is in the world in which we live.
The word
of the Lord is like an electricity infrastructure.
So, the word of God is like that electricity infrastructure. Because you find churches everywhere, almost on every street corner, you'll find a church. And you find that God's word is even open there every week.
Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi isiphambano senkosi uJesu Kristu asishunyayelwa kumnyama izwi lenkosi likhona.
But because of the cross of Christ not being preached, it's pitch black dark.
Ngenxa yokuthi izwi lesiphambano alishunyayelwa kudliwa izono phakathi ebandleni.
Because of the cross of Christ not being preached, people live in sin right there in the church.
Abafundisi badla imali zabazalwane.
The preachers, they get money from the congregation and they use up money. And the ministers, it is they that have relationships and make girls pregnant in the congregation. That's our problem.
Why?
Because here is the light that should expel the darkness. Why are people busy with sin while we have the light? Because of the cross of Christ that is no longer the priority. May God help me, may He help you. That we'll cling onto the old rugged cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we pray, I would like the choir to sing
after
that song. After that.
Yeah.
Shall we pray?
Baba wethu sezulwini, siyabonga ukuthi awuzange usishiye sididekile.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you have not left us confused.
Uthema wenyukela ezulwini walishiya ibandla nomlayezo wendaba ezinhle indaba ezinhle esigcile esiphambanweni senkosi uJesu Kristu.
Before you ascended into heaven, you left the church with this message of salvation of the cross.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi usisize ngamunye ngamunye sikhona la.
Lord, would you please help each and every one of us, that this word and message of the cross, which is folly to those who are perishing, but which is the power of God for us who are being saved, that we may preach it, that we would live it,
and be willing to die if you call us to do so.
Futhi inkosi silungele ukukufela uma ngabe usibizela kukho.
Sikhuleka lokho egameni lenkosi Jesu. Amen.
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Awu bengicela makwenzeka ngingaphoxi. Eke siculeni leli culo.
So can we sing this song together if you do not mind?
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much.
There was another request, but maybe we can sing it at some other time. We glorify your name.
Bekhona esinye isicelo kodwa mhlambe sizocula leculo ngesinye isikhathi lithi sikhazimulisa sidumisa igama lakho.
So after a message like this, we can glorify God's name.
Emva kombiko njengalo singalidumisa igama likaNkulunkulu.
And we thank the Lord's servant, Pastor Mfuzi, for bringing us this message of the cross.
Siyabonga inceku kaNkulunkulu umfundisi umfusi ngokuthi asilethele lo mbiko wesiphambano.
The cross should not be outward, should not be just be our dress. It needs to be in our heart.
Isiphambano bekungamele kube into yangaphandle, mhlambe esengutsheni yethu nje kuphela kodwa kumele ibe ngaphakathi.
And that cross and the working of that blood of the Lamb cleanses us when we walk in the light.
Leso siphambano ukusebenza kwegazi lewundlu kuyasihlambulula kusicwengisisa uma sihamba ekukhanyeni.
It's like a torch inside and it tells you those words you spoken were wrong. That what you said, that what you did was wrong.
Linjengesibani esingaphakathi esikhulumayo ukuthi lamazi owakhulumile abemabi leso senzo osenzile besingalungile.
I remember while I was still a small boy.
Ngisakhumbula ngiseumfana omncane.
And I learned this from my fathers.
Ngakufundiswa lokhu ke obaba bami.
That they could come to me and say, I'm sorry for this that you saw me do.
Bebekwazi ukuza kimi bathi ngiyaxolisa ngalokhu ongibone ngikwenza.
I was already in my bed. Suddenly the light comes on. Someone comes and he bows down and he says, please forgive me. You saw it, you heard it. Please forgive me.
Kwesinye isikhathi uthole bese ngilele aqhamuka akhanyise ebese eze embhedeni akhuthamele embhedeni wami athi ngiyaxolisa ngixolele ubonile uzwile.
What will the Heavenly Father feel when we, through the conviction of the cross, come and ask for pardon?
Ubaba wethu osezulwini uzuzwani uma thina ngokuhlatshwa isiphambano siza sizofumana ukuhlengwa.
There is a power that is at work in one's life, and it is the power of God after having been cleansed, after you have dipped yourself, after you have confessed, I am the sinner. And God indwells you and is with you and gives you new life.
Ukhona amandla asebenzayo kumuntu emva kuba esezile wathi mina ngiyisoni wazilahla wavuma wacwila kuleli gazi lika Jesu bese uJesu engena igazi lakhe lesi siphambano sisebenze ngaphakathi kuye.
And Mrs. Mfundisi, Mrs. Preacher, if your preacher can say sorry, if your husband can say sorry, surely you can also say sorry.
Mama Mfundisi, Baba Mfundisi, umfundisi wakho, umyeni wakho noma umkakho ekwazi ukuthi uyaxolisa, impela nawe ungakwenza.
So let the message of the cross be heard on our pulpits.
Ngakho ke umbiko nomyalezo wesiphambano mawuzwakale emapulpiti ethu.
We would just like to announce that if there are those that maybe are leaving tomorrow morning before breakfast,
sithanda ke ukumemezela ukuthi uma kungenzeka ukuthi khona labo abazohamba kusasa ekuseni
The kitchen says they would like to prepare some patkos for those who can't be here for breakfast, that are leaving very early and have got a long journey. So please just notify the reception how many you are, so that you will be able to collect it tomorrow morning early at the reception.
Ngakho-ke ikhishi lizimisela ukukulungisela ilungisele ilona loyo umphako azohamba ewudla endleleni uma ngeke akwazi ukuthi abe khona ngesikhathi sokudla. Ngakho siyacela ukuthi uhambe uma kuthi uzobe ungasekho ngesikhathi sokudla, uyobika e-reception bakulungisele ukuze ukwazi ukukuthatha usuhambe.
So just a reminder about the CDs, MP3s, DVDs, and books that are available that can be ordered at the tables.
Isikhumbuzo nje ngama CD, ama MP3, ama DVD ongakwazi ukuthi uwa-order ematafuleni.
And we thank the Lord. We are coming to the end of our conference. The time has been extremely compressed, very short, but I hope all your bags and your rucksacks are full.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu isikhathi sethu senqunguthela sesiye ngasemaphethelweni besisifishane nokho konke bekufingqiwe kodwa ngithemba ukuthi imchaka yenu igxishiwe igcwele.
So can we ask Ntate Stens from Virginia if he's here whether he can just close and pray for us?
Sicela ke ubaba uStens uma ekhona oqhamuke Virginia ukutheze asiphethele ngomthandazo.
Please, yes. While he's coming forward, supper will be served at 5:30.
Eseza ngaphambili isidlo sakusihlwa sizoba ngehora ngokugamanxa kwehora lesihlanu.
And then this evening service at 7 p.m.
Bese ke inkonzo yakusihlwa ibe ngehora lesikhombisa.
Thank you very much.
Sibonga kakhulu. Let us close our eyes and pray.
Nkosi, sithanda ubonga kakhulu ngazi inkonzo sizifumene kweli suku lanamhlanje.
Lord, we like to thank you so much for the messages that we have received today.
Suvile Nkosi umlayeza wakho esiphambano.
Lord, we heard your message of the cross.
Sengathi ungasiza Nkosi njengoba siza kubuyela emakhaya.
May you, Lord, please help us as we are about to go back to our homes, that we go back with something in our hands.
Ngoba silapha nje Nkosi, kukhona esikuzeleyo, esizokuzuza, sikwazi ba sikuphathe sibuye nayo kubheka emva emakhaya.
Because, Lord, as we are here for something, to gain something that we will take along and take it back to our homes.
Siyokwahlulela nokuba siphalazele abanye abangazanga kule conference Nkosi.
So that, Lord, when we get back home, we may just give that back to those who could not make it to the conference.
Kodwa Nkosi siyacela kulo nalo okhoyo apha ingabi lizeleze ukuba simoshe imali ukusuka kude kangaka kanti sizawusuka apha sibuyele emva.
But Lord, we please ask you that you will help us, that no one of us here would have wasted their money traveling all the way to here and go back empty-handed.
Kuzo zonke izinkonzo ndizimamele kusuka izola namhlanje njalo nje abafundisi abashumayela yapha Nkosi inyembe ziziyahle emahlweni.
Lord, through all the messages that I've listened from yesterday until now, every message, when I listen to it, I just get tears in my eyes.
Siyacela ke Nkosi kwelithuba Nkosi kawusiphe futhi Nkosi kunkonzo ezayo ukugqibela matshona sibambisise konke esiza kufumana Nkosi.
Lord, we ask you now in this time that as we are getting ready to hear our last service, the closing service, that we may listen attentively and hear what you say to us.
Siyakucela konke oku Nkosi ngenxa yegama lakho Nkosi.
We ask all this, Lord, in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Nkosi Jesu siyacela ukuthi usibusisele nalokho ukudla ukuthi siqiniswe ukukhonza ngendlela efaneleyo.
Lord, we also ask that you will bless the refreshments for us, that it will encourage and strengthen our bodies to serve you in a rightful manner.
Amen.
Amen.